The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Fionn Davenport is back with us for the Ultimate Guide. Fionn, this week, where are you taking us?
We're going to, courtesy of Aer Lingus's new route, which was announced last year, but flight starts on April 12th to Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Music City.
I have never been to Nashville, never really been anywhere in the South.
Beautiful.
Properly.
Nashville is a great, great town, I think.
And is it, you know, it's synonymous with music, with country music. There's much more to it than that, I assume. Is there?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it is.
It's, but that's the main thing, is it?
Part of it is because it's synonymous with music, so it attracts creatives, and creatives attract restaurants and hotels and attractions, and, you know, as a result. And also, Nashville is a pretty enterprising place in its own right. I know that the I think Lonely Planet, the owners, they've since sold it on, but like the former owners of Lonely Planet were based there. So Lonely Planet had their head offices in Nashville. It's a very dynamic place. It's not a cheap place to live, I'll tell you that.
So what's the best time of year to go to Nashville?
So it depends on the time of year. Like, obviously, if you're going in spring and summer, that's when most of the music festivals are and the concerts, etc. But also you can get volatile weather and crowds. Autumn, winter time, slightly more subdued in terms of events, but fewer crowds, less expensive. Like if you went now, say, now the flights don't start till April. So,
yeah.
If you went kind of in the January, February time, it's like, it's not cold because it's the South. Although, mind you, with the weird weather you get, it could be freezing cold. But like, it would be like, you'd want to go to avoid the crowds. You get the best of the prices. But if you go in summertime, you get all the best of the festivals.
All right. Okay. So,
it's a city. Okay. So here's the thing. Like a lot of modern American cities.
You're going to say it's sprawled all over the place.
It's a city of neighborhoods.
Yes.
And now, thankfully, unlike, say,
Atlanta,
where downtown,
There's nothing
there because it's traditionally, it's a business place.
Yeah.
It's a central business district.
Central business district and then suburbs. Yeah.
So then, and the suburbs are where all the action happens. Oddly enough, Nashville isn't that way. So downtown is where the core tourism attractions are.
The Grand Ole Opry.
No.
Is that downtown?
So.
Oh, no. The one place I knew in all of Nashville and it's not downtown.
So the Grand Ole Opry is, the Grand Ole Opry is a radio program.
All right.
That was broadcast from the Ryman Auditorium.
No one knows that.
But no. But the Ryman is the theater.
That's downtown.
All
right, okay.
But the Ryman, everyone who knows country music knows the Ryman.
Okay.
And that's, so the Ryman, now.
I'd wager 9 out of 10 tourists go up to the tourist information saying, where's the Grand Ole Opry?
So the Grand Ole Opry, the Grand Opry, the theater, the modern theater that was built to cater to the phenomenon that is the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
Is just north of the airport in east of the city
center. Oh, right, okay.
And it's in a modern kind of urban wasteland. There's nothing really there. There was a theme park, I think, that closed down. But the theater itself is modern and air-conditioned and all the rest of it. But the Ryman Auditorium, which is downtown.
The Ryman Auditorium.
That's the one. Now, the Ryman is important. Okay, this is the premier music venue in town. And it's like, this is the stage that the likes of Johnny Cash, Hank Williams, Dolly Parton all started their careers. Even Elvis in the very early days. Like, the thrill was to play the stage at the Ryman. And then also close by is you've got the Country Music Hall of Fame, which is interesting enough,
yeah,
for sure. But my favorite part of the Country Music Hall of Fame is going to RCA Studio B, which is the recording studio,
yeah,
that Dolly Parton and others, Elvis recorded there, but Dolly Parton recorded the original version of I Will Always Love You in RCA Studio B. And when you're in the studio and you hear the original recording, honestly, it brings tears to your eyes.
Wow, and they've preserved it as it, like,
yeah,
or as,
yeah,
was.
The acetates,
wow,
they're still there. And I mean, it's an extraordinary place if you love music. Now, I'm a big music fan, so I'd be a big Bob Dylan fan. And so for a long time, I was thinking, oh my God, RCA Studio B, this is where Dylan recorded Blonde on Blonde. Mm. Now, he recorded a bunch of albums, John Wesley Harding and one after that in Nashville. But he did that in Columbia Studios, not RCA Studios.
Oh, okay.
Which is another recording studio. and it's just southwest of downtown. And that's where he and Charlie McCoy, who plays the guitar on some of on Blonde on Blonde. Anyway, but Nashville has this extraordinary sound, and it is to do with like premiering the sound of the instruments behind and the vocals. And that's the key to it. And so if you know your music, you can recognize that distinctive Nashville sound.
And because of that, then, like on the, is there like a main strip in Nashville, as it were, that's full of these kind of honky tonk bars where you're going to hear this type of music being performed?
Yeah. So like, well, Robert's Western World is the place to go if you want like a classic honky tonk experience. Fifth and Broadway is a food hall. So all around there is just like, it's blues bars, bourbon, barbecue, and honky tonks. That's what you want. And that's the downtown experience. And it's like, so for example, like Broadway is the main kind of thoroughfare that runs through the middle of downtown. And then you've got the Bridgestone Arena. You've got the, I mentioned the Ryman. You've also got the Ascend Amphitheater, which is also an important venue. So downtown is kind of like where it all happens. And look, it's, you know, it's great. It's home to boutique hotels and your chain big hotels. It's got some amazing rooftop bars. So even if you're not staying in the hotels, go to the rooftop bars. But you're going to pay a premium. So these are the most expensive accommodations in town.
So where's the other places then?
Well, before I do, the one thing you definitely want to do in downtown is you have to go to Prince's. Okay, so Prince's, because the, so you can get amazing barbecue, but you have to get Nashville hot chicken.
Okay.
And so you get like the triple X hot. Like, it's like spicy as all hell. And there's lots of places to do it, but Prince's is the original.
Right, okay.
So, like, for example, if you're into kind of the more creative side of Nashville, Wedgwood, Houston is the place to go.
It's kind of a cultural center.
Yeah, so it's like, it's a kind of former industrial zone, and it's now become this kind of super hip, cool hotspot. And so the art scene is there. It's got lots of different galleries, like Zeitgeist, the Packing Plant, Julia Martin Gallery. They've, so big art community living there. It's beautiful bars. I mean, gorgeous bars. Like, so there's one, the Flamingo Cocktail Lounge, the interiors are gorgeous. There's another place called Bastion, which is a beautiful bar that also does exceptional food. And then there's like all local breweries because they're everywhere. And, but the ones I've been to, Jackalope, Disc and Cider is very good. You can get really good pizza. It's here, most of the, if you want to stay in the area, it's mostly Airbnbs. But the advantage is that downtown is like a really short hop away.
Germantown. Tell me
about Germantown is just immediately north of downtown. And it's kind of oldie worldy as Nashville can be. It's kind of, it's their version of the South. But some of the best restaurants in town are here. Yeah. So it's got like cobblestone streets, historic homes. So it's a lovely place to walk around. And it's got really good restaurants. Rolf and Daughters, Taylor, City House. These are all excellent. If you like your beer, Bearded Iris, Monday Night Preservation Co. These are excellent bars. Now, if you want to stay in a really historic place, the Germantown Inn is a boutique hotel in this converted historic home. Really nice. The downtown kind of goes along with two other neighborhoods called 12 South and the Gulch. And that's kind of the touristy area to really kind of explore. So 12th Avenue connects these. And it's brilliant if you like your food, brilliant for shopping. So the best shopping is in these two neighborhoods. So you've got like a, you know, I don't know, you can go, there's really nice bake, there's a really good bakery called Five Daughters. So then there's all very cool spots. So kind of places like Santa Nejo for margaritas, Mockingbird for mimosas. There's a, Reese Witherspoon owns a place called Draper James here that's good for shopping.
Okay. So that's an indication of its trendiness, I guess. So what did you say? When are Aer Lingus flying?
April 12th. Can I mention one last thing? The Bluebird Cafe, which is Bluebird. Have you watched the TV show Nashville?
No.
Oh, so the Bluebird Cafe, which is a real place and very, very famous. Tiny little cafe that like Taylor Swift and a whole bunch of others played on the way up. It's south of downtown, but you book a ticket because it's absolutely brilliant.
All right. Sounds good. Fionn, thanks a million. Fionn Davenport, travel journalist, Lonely Planet author. We'll be back at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.